So, what do you know about hemopoiesis? Even if you don't know, I'm here to tell you. Well, hemopoiesis is the process of production of formed cells of the blood. Formed cells. So, what are these formed cells of the blood? These are nothing but red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets. See how simple formed cells are? Nothing but all this, which we already know. So, the process of production of these cells is nothing but hematopoiesis. Okay, well, now, where does this hematopoiesis occurs? So, the places where hematopoiesis takes place are known as hematopoietic organs. So, generally, we'll come from the start, right? We do that always. So, hematopoiesis, right back when we were like in the form of embryo, okay, at that time hematopoiesis occurs in yolk sac. Okay, yolk sac will produce all these formed cells. Okay, you know, even then we'll have blood. Okay, that is entirely different topic. Anyway, during the time of embryogenesis, these formed cells are formed from yolk sac through the process known as hematopoiesis. Just now I set up the definition also. So, it after, you know, third month, liver and spleen start to develop in the body. Okay, I'm all talking about intrauterine life. Okay, third month, the liver and organs will be forming. By the time third month, liver and spleen are already formed. So these two organs, what are these two organs? Liver and spleen. These two organs act as hematopoietic organs. Okay, next, after like fourth to fifth month, what happens? Bone is formed strong, bone marrow is formed. So, bone marrow starts producing the formed cells. So, this bone marrow becomes the hematopoietic organ at like third to fifth month of the intrauterine life. You understood? Fourth to fifth month. And by the times of seventh to eighth month, the bone marrow completely takes the action of producing these formed cells. Okay, it will become the head of producing all these formed cells. Anyway, spleen and liver continue to produce the formed cells till 2 weeks after the birth. Okay, anyway, it will stop. Liver and spleen, however, stops producing formed cells or stops doing the poietic actions because they have got another work, a lot of other work to do anyway. Anyway, so from then onwards, like 2 weeks, the only part in our body in which hematopoiesis occurs is bone marrow. So even now, I am like, I'm like between 18 to 20. And anyway, in my body, hematopoiesis is happening only in the bone marrow because I am not anyway 2 weeks old. Okay, you understood? So, hematopoiesis occurs only in the bone marrow after this 2 weeks of life. Now, in which at which sites of the bone or inside which bones this hematopoiesis occurs? This is also another important point. That is, you know, you have to remember it's at the early ages of our lives. The entire bone marrow does this work of hematopoiesis, but anyway, this bone marrow gets filled up or, you know, replaced with the fat. So, only few bones will perform this function. Like, instead of saying few bones, the central skeleton, like skull, come on, remember, skull, it is a part of central skeleton, skull. And next, sternum, you know, where sternum is located, right? that is on the chest, you know, I shouldn't say on the chest anyway, you know, sternum, and then ribs, and then vertebrae, or, okay, and then sacrum, and then pelvis, okay, pelvic bone. At these places, central skeleton system will have the function of hematopoiesis, okay, after like, you know, few years anyway. And the remaining parts like ulna, radius, all these things do not perform hematopoiesis anymore because they are replaced with fat and all those. Anyway, the proximal part of humerus and the proximal part of femur and the proximal part of tibia, all these things will still have this hematopoietic action. Okay, what are those? Proximal part of humerus, femur and tibia. And the distal part are all replaced with fat anyway. Even these parts which are having hematopoietic action like sternum, ribs and vertebrae, even these are filled or replaced with fat like up to 50%. So, however, now, what happened? Wait a minute. Okay, next thing, in certain pathological conditions, anyway, that part of the bone marrow which was replaced with fat will revert back to act as the hematopoietic organ. Okay, it will start producing formed cells during certain pathological conditions. Like, you know, I have said that liver and spleen will act as hematopoietic organs up to the age of 2 weeks, right? They will also revert back to the previous action during certain pathological conditions, and this condition generally we call it as extramedullary hemopoiesis, because other than the medullary action. Okay, now this is about the hematopoietic organs. Okay, in the next podcast I will tell you about hematopoietic stem cells. Okay, bye bye. I hope this helped you.